Hey YouTube, okay. Hey everybody, welcome back to our amazing podcast. It's been a while since we've talked to them, right, Asia? It's been like a few months. Remember when we said we would put out one last podcast?
It's been a
Well, this
while.
is it. This is our last podcast. If y'all don't remember, because it's been a while, my name is Danny Nguyen. I was the core for UVSA South, but I am now the external vice president.
And if anyone really forgot who I was, my name is Asia Wing, and I was the other half of the co-cores, and I'm now the UVSA South internal vice president. We both said was as in past tense because we now have a new core. Woo!
Woo!
So
Shout out
excited.
in the chat how much you love our new core, Alex Gobert. So this final podcast for us is really going to be a passing of the torch to our new core, as well as passing off this podcast to him. He will be taking over our podcast from now on, and he's got some exciting stuff planned. So without further ado, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey everyone. Like Danny Age just said, my name is Alex Covert. I am UVSA South's current core, and I'm no vice president, just the core. Thank you.
He is our child. We are taking care of him. If anyone fights him, we are amazing, amazing. Asia, do you want to just jump right into the questions?
So now that we've introduced our new core, our child, Alex, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your current career, your interests, hobbies, all the good things so that everybody has a little bit of insight about their new core.
Yeah, so I am a third-year mechanical engineering major at UT Austin, so I'm pretty young. I like video games and cooking. I like cooking a lot, and I also have a corgi named Momo. I think she's currently passed out somewhere, but yes, that is me.
Wow.
Me.
What an interesting person you are. I can't wait to learn more about you, like with our next question. What was your first UVSA South experience, and what was your biggest takeaway from it?
I think, yeah, the first one was TVBN1. I was a performer at UT. I had a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed like the message behind the skit, talking about like connecting with your culture, even if you're like not really from the motherland, if you're like born in America. I really liked that message, and it was actually the first time I ever saw Danny in person, and I didn't know who he was, but I knew he was a lead actor, and then here we are. I'm with the lead actor of TVBN1.
You know, whenever I first met Danny in person too, I didn't know who he was. He was the ED for the that I But we got super close in like 3 days. So
Yeah,
yeah,
actually.
it's fine. We're fine. Look at us now.
Look at all of us now.
Yeah, it's great. It's
My goodness.
now we share core. But speaking
And
of
we
core.
share eBoard, and we share Alex.
But speaking of core, just as like a reminder for everybody and as to like what core does, core is essentially the liaison between UVSA South and our greater partner, UNAFSA. They act as a bridge between us and UNAFSA, sharing any information and any events that is going on with UNAFSA and all their programming and events. So I think it's great that Alex is in this position because it gives a really great segue into what UNAFSA is. So Alex, if you've ever experienced it, what was your first UNAFSA experience and what was your biggest takeaway?
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure my first UNAFSA experience was VE1. Danny was also part of this. He was the family programming director. I think my biggest takeaway was my family. It was virtual, but it was still like a really fun time, and I still talk to the people in my family I've met up with a couple of them, and back on the Danny track, it was also the first time I ever interacted with Danny. So TVBN was the first time I saw him, and then
You
VE1 was the
just saw
first time
him.
I
You
interacted
just,
with him.
wait, okay. Wait, so you just saw him at TVBN and then at Virtual Experience.
Why?
Was when you
Why?
first talked to him.
Yeah,
This is
Okay.
the Alex Gobert podcast.
Oh my God. That's oh, wait.
I didn't know who he was at TVBN, and then I saw him at I saw his name at Virtual Experience, and I was like, "That's the guy from TVBN. His name was Avery or something in the skit."
I'm only
Wait, what
going
was
by
your name?
Avery for the rest of this call. Thank you.
Avery.
Yeah, Avery. That
My God.
honestly, like, it makes me really happy that you're still able to connect with family a lot like that, especially since it was a virtual thing. It's funny because Alex, I feel like most of his experience with UVA South with UNAVSA has all been like very virtual, right? We of course have been working through the pandemic together and doing what we can, and he had TVVN as his first experience, and that was in person, but right after that basically is when everything was shutting down. So his experience is a very like hybrid model. Like a lot of the virtual stuff is like his been his focus. So it makes me happy that we're still able to connect with people, and it makes me more excited for all these in-person events. Actually,
I
speaking
know.
of, you were able to have to attend an in-person event recently too, right? Tell us about Camp Legacy. How was that for you?
Actually really enjoyed camp. It was like, it was more than I expected, to be honest. I thought it would just be like another retreat that I've had at other like with other organizations, but camp was actually like really fun. I got to bond. I got to get like really close to my family, which I didn't think I could do in like two or 3 days or however long camp was. But yeah, we still talk in that chat too. We're still doing like almost daily hydration checks. So it's like more of the same. Like I really like the family aspect of Camp Legacy. And also the programming and all the games is really nice.
Good point. Hey, viewers and listeners, hydration check. Drink some water right now.
Still a water bottle.
Quick one for us. But no, yeah, I think Camp Legacy was also the first time that Alex and I met, and that so yeah. It just goes back to Danny's point that like it's really exciting to see all of us come out of a virtual experience for so long and being able to see each other in person, because I personally really enjoy seeing everybody, especially all the new faces, and meeting them in person, because there's just a new level of passion, I think, for VSA now that is really inspiring, actually. Like it's really, really cool to be a part of. But that leads me to wanting to know, Alex, what made you run for CORE? Obviously, like Danny said, all your experience with UVSA South and just VSA in general has always been virtual. So what made you want to run for CORE?
I think it's like a combination of things. I think firstly it was like working with the both of you, like Asia as an ICC, and then like Danny heckling me at Virtual Experience, and also because we both live in Austin, so we've like hung out before. So I think it was like being in both of your presences, really like inspired me and like, oh, like maybe CORE is like this fun thing I could do, and then also like, I was part of like for my Virtual Experience family. My mom was the core of her region, and then so like I figured if I was core, I could be able to like get to know more people from UNAVSA, and maybe like one day I could go to one of my siblings' regional events and show up as like the representative South. So I thought that would be a really cool opportunity for me, and I ran, and here I am.
Shouts to Jenny Wynn from Northwest.
Woo! They make it rain.
Yep. So now we know why you wanted to run for CORE. Now that you have gotten the position, can you tell us about some exciting ideas you have for your coming term?
Well, we do have a little something something planned with another region that may or may not be dropping soon. The info will be dropping soon. So keep an eye out on your social media for that.
Ooh, so secretive. It makes me excited to learn what it's about.
Yeah, that's all I can
So
tell you right
enticing.
now. Yeah, that's all I can tell you right now. Keep an eye out.
right, everybody. Make sure you're following all of our socials at U of A Soft to stay tuned about this mysterious thing dropping soon. So then, how do you want to, with this podcast in particular, because it's something that Asia and I had created ourselves and put a lot of our like hearts into, how do you want to carry on that tradition?
I think it's nice that you guys like bring in like event staff for like Summit or for like TBVN, like stuff like that. And so I think that's cool, bringing in staff so that people can get like the direct scoop about like what's going on with their events and stuff. And I also honestly just like the podcast format in general. Whenever I drive home for the holidays, I just kind of like put it on. So I like last year I used to like put on the podcast so I could just like list have something to listen to while I went home instead of just like the same playlist.
I want y'all to know that me and Asia were really hoping people would do that because our viewership was like, it was good sometimes, but we were just like, dang, question from the audience, nobody.
Sometimes I forget that we like do the podcast sometimes. So when people are like, yeah, I watched your podcast, I just have to sit and think like, what are you talking about? But it's literally me and Danny just spewing stuff like for an hour, and I can't fathom the fact that people actually like wanted to listen to us talk.
Yeah, I
I
know,
don't
it's touching, honestly, like
very odd. But okay, but with that, like on the same realm of like carrying on with the podcast, this is the second time, or this will be like the second season essentially of the podcast. So like, do you have any ideas or plans to kind of improve upon it? Obviously, like I said, Danny and I sometimes felt like we went into this like not knowing what we were doing.
I don't want to tell you all about the planning process, but the planning process wasn't. Just kidding. We did put a lot of like effort into it, but like we like the like spontaneous moments, the on the spot reactions and stuff too,
We
so.
like the authenticity. That's what we wanted to call it. But Alex, I think one of the biggest differences between like our podcast and like what your podcast will look like is that you don't have a co-host and stuff. But otherwise, like, are there like plans or like improvements that you want to make this podcast like more your own and like now that you're coming into the second season?
Yeah, I guess since I have a co-core, I should be talking to myself for an hour. I'm kidding.
Ideally, you'll have guests.
Yeah, ideally I'll have guests, but maybe you'll see me talk to myself for an hour. I'm just
I'd
kidding.
watch that.
I wouldn't.
Random appearances from Momo.
Oh yeah, I'll bring in Momo. You hear her barking.
Momo content only.
But yeah, I like to get this podcast onto Spotify. We're currently working on that. It's in the works. But eventually, when we get the podcast onto Spotify, I'd like to proactively or retroactively post all the previous episodes on the Spotify, and then post any like newer or any like ongoing episodes on the Spotify as well. So, and also like to bring in some partner schools maybe, talk about like their externals. I talk about like their VSA in general, to try and get like exposure for them, get them some more viewership or some more like internet traffic, I guess. Because I think if I just keep bringing in event staff, I'll run out of people to talk to, and then I'll be talking to myself for an hour by May. So I would definitely like to bring in the partner schools so I can get some guests going. But yeah, I think the podcast onto Spotify is like our main priority right now.
Yes, please do the thing that I couldn't figure out because I was technically challenged.
Exactly. Both of us. No, but speaking like, since you've mentioned like partner schools and stuff, they're a really big part of UVSA South and what we do on a regular day-to-day basis. Like what other influences from South do you think you can draw upon as core? Like whether that's you planning events as core or like you promoting our schools and things like that with UNAFSA. Yeah, interpret that question as you wish.
To be honest, I interpreted that as like, what can I do? What have I done in South that will help me as core? But I'll answer it both ways.
That's fine.
I think my experience as UT's ICC would help me, because I've already served as like the liaison between two BSA bodies before, so that's helping me like navigate the UNAFSA space and the UBSA South space as another liaison. But also I think I can draw upon like EC's knowledge and help for planning events. So like if I'm planning an event as a core and I don't know like how to approach a certain problem, I could go to EC event coordination and I'd be like, hey, how do I do XYZ? And they their job is to plan events, so they know how this stuff works, and they'll be like, oh, you do XYZ by doing ABC, and then bam, problem solved. So I think having like cabinet staff like at the ready is like a good resource for me to have, especially because I don't have a co-core to help me or like answer any questions. I also think like our e-board is really good. Asia and Danny are really good like resources to go to, and I'm like, hey guys, I don't know what this is, please help me, because they're always there for me. So they're 99% there for me, usually.
Please call.
Please. Was it 48 to 72 hour response rate?
Yeah, they're there for me eventually. Maybe not in 5 minutes. Maybe in like 5 years. But they're there for me. They
listen,
come back to me.
I work a lot.
I'm kidding. You guys are really good about replying.
We are good about it, actually. Danny's done a lot better.
Yeah,
I've been working on it.
If you at him enough times.
Thank you for not like being afraid to double message me, because I want you to. I just forget sometimes. Okay, back to the conversation. So then, it feels like you can draw a lot of influences from all of your experiences into this role. I think we talked about this, that another big part of that role is that you're supposed to bridge that gap between our region and UNAFSA, right? So do you have any ideas, any plans, or any way to bring knowledge back and forth between UVSA South and UNAFSA?
Yeah, I think I'd like to bring like UNAFSA initiatives to UVSA South. They have like a lot of cool projects like centered around like civic engagement and like informing constituents about like the current events or like the state of the nation or the state of the continent, I suppose. And I'd also like to bring out like more South people to UNAFSA's like annual summer conference. It's hosted in a different city every year, and if virtual experience is anything to go by, I think like an in-person conference would be like 10 times more fun. And I already had a lot of fun at Virtual Experience 1, like I talked about earlier, so I think that going to UNAFSA 17 would be amazing. And if I could bring other people to UNAFSA 17, that's even more amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So I was watching Danny do something on the side, but so these next couple of questions are just like a rite of passage as core. It's only right that we have to ask you these, because like I said, it's a rite of passage.
Alex hates when we go off script.
That we have always done. I can't say always, but it has been done before.
It's been done. There is precedent. There's definitely precedent.
So, give us a 1-minute elevator pitch about why our constituents should attend UNAFSA.
It's okay. You can take your time.
Yeah, my 1 minute doesn't start yet. Give me time.
Okay. Just a what is happening? Why is this happening to me right now? But 100% I've done this before, like not on the podcast, but like off.
Okay. So, I think you should attend UNAVSIP because it's like Summit, but it encompasses all of the US and Canada. So all the regions of the US and Canada are invited to this massive, massive conference with like hundreds of people. I don't even know the number, but like hundreds of people, and you have a family and you bond with the family, and if my experience is anything to go by, then the family part is a very, very fun aspect of like any conference. And especially the fact that your family is from like all different regions. Like for virtual experience, I had people from Northwest, Midwest, like three from NorCal, like I had a couple from Southeast. So they're literally on opposite corners of the continent. I had someone from East Canada too. So they're on opposite corners of the continent, and I think it's very cool because, like, for one thing, if you do get them on Find My Friends, you could like see all these dots like everywhere.
Alex is really big into Find My Friends. Every once in a while, he'll just text me like, "Are you here?" And I'm like,
That's funny.
I'll look for like my girlfriend, and then I'll see like Danny off somewhere over like in somewhere that's not home.
Across, yeah, like across the map.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh, where are you going, Danny?
This is taking away from your 1 minute. I'm kidding.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I think like having connections so like far away is a really cool thing to have. It's a very cool opportunity that you don't really get that often in your normal daily life. And you also get like professional and leadership development through the workshops that they provide you at UNAVSA. They have people and alumni from like all over, from like all kinds of different industries. So like no matter what your profession or your career is, like they have something for you there, and you can learn and grow as a person at UNAVSA. So I think the family and like the opportunities you have for growth are the reason why you should go to UNAVSA.
Yay!
I want to go to UNAVSA now. I'm signing. Sign me up. Now, you know that, like we said, that is a rite of passage. We have another rite of passage where you need to give another 1 minute elevator pitch. But this time, you have to let our constituents know why they should attend Summit. Because in your pitch about UNAVSA, you said it's like Summit, but like 10 times better. What if the person listening right now, they're watching right now, they've never even been to Summit? What do you tell them to get them to come? Because spoiler alert, Summit is coming up relatively soon. Information is coming out, so get us excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, give me a second, give me a second. The okay wasn't
Just
a start.
Asia, 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 Asia. Is this fair since he's never been to Summit? This isn't fair at all.
In a virtual summit.
isn't fair.
That's not fair. Okay, you know what? That's not fair.
You're right.
Okay,
You're right.
how
It's
about
not.
me and Asia give our own 1 minute pitches about Summit?
I did not sign up for that.
Cool, Asia, you can start. I'll go after.
Okay. Now that Summit 10 is just around the corner, literally a few months away, everybody should attend Summit because there are like three amazing things that I got out of Summit. One was the connections. Two was my family, which I guess goes with number one. And three were the memes, which goes with one and two.
So
So
it's
if you're
all
looking
one
for
big
all
rope.
three of those things, then you should go to Summit. It's really all about the professional and personal development, which I personally value a lot. And I know that as students, which the majority of y'all are students, it's really, really important to get out there and to network and to kind of step out of your comfort zone. I think Summit is a really great way to do that. So I better see everybody at Summit 10. It's Danny's turn now. And he better have a good one because he was literally the ED. So.
Honestly, Summit has always held a very special place in my heart. Summit was the very first event I ever attended with UVSA South, my first ever experience with UVSA South. To be honest, when I was in college and attending my local VSA, I never really felt that connected with it. I never really wanted to like step up or do anything with it. It was just kind of something I attended for free food and a few friends, you know. But someone reached out to me and told me to be a family leader for this event, and I applied, and it was easily the most impactful moment of my life. It was easily what spurred on this snowballing effect of me wanting to keep coming back, keep giving back, and improving myself as a leader, as a member of this community. And that was all through Summit. It taught me a lot of life skills. It taught me a lot of leadership things. And it gave me such a supportive environment of people that I could really connect to, people that I felt like have been through the things I've been through that I could confide in and talk to. One of them was my first ever kid, and now she's literally my roommate, one of my closest friends. Through Summit, I was able to branch out into UNAFSA and have this larger network all over the US and Canada. So I've always been so thankful for Summit. It has created so many opportunities for me. It's definitely helped me improve a lot as a person. And if it's given me a sense of belonging, and it's given me a sense of wanting to give back. And if that's something that you feel like you've been missing, I think you should definitely check it out too.
I really wish Danny went before me so that I could just be like, retweet Danny.
That's why I told you to go first.
I like, would have done the same thing.
That's why I told you to go first.
Jokes about Danny being the ED, because my first summit was the first like South event I went to, and Danny was the ED for that summit.
How many times are you going to say Danny was the ED? Okay, we get it. No one needs to know anymore.
I just remember that like Danny does all the cool stuff. Out of the two of us, Danny does all the cool things, and I'm just there.
Whatever. Asia is definitely...
Literally enough about us. Back to Alex. Okay, Alex. So we've been talking about Summit and UNAFSA and all these things. But now that people are feeling a little bit more safe and more comfortable with traveling and getting vaccinated and even getting boosted, what is one region you really want to visit? It's hard to pick one because we like all of them.
I want to go to all of them. Oh yeah. My goodness.
That's a cop out. I was thinking we'd really answer.
Good.
Maybe NorCal, because I think most of like the regional like UNAFSA event, or most of the UNAFSA events I've went to, I've been in families with like at least one or two NorCal people. In all of them. And if I have no one from NorCal, I have someone from SoCal. So if I visit NorCal, you can just go between the cows. So I think I'd
between
pick NorCal.
The cows.
Yeah, go between the cows.
Go in between.
Just go up and down California.
You just want to visit the cows.
Yeah, the cows.
Okay, in that realm then, like now that you've mentioned it, is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to from another region that you wouldn't have been able to meet without UNAFSA?
Give me 1 minute. I'm gonna get a list.
A list
right now. I thought he was about to be like, "Hey, you're on our podcast."
Oh, yeah. I'll just call someone. Let me find a list of people.
It's a whole list, actually.
No, it's just the group chat. Angelo from NorCal, Benny from Northeast, Emily from.
Oh no.
No. She lives in I can't remember. Cut this part out. I'm pretty sure she goes to school in California. She lives in Georgia. Yeah. Emily from California, Henry from Southeast, Jason from Midwest, Jenny Wynn from Northwest, not NorCal Jenny. Kathy from Southwest, Kaylin from Northwest, Min from SoCal, Nancy from East Can, Newhow from NorCal, Nick from Northeast, Gwing from Southwest, Bambi from Midwest, and Sue from... No, sorry. Bambi from Mid-Atlantic and Sue from Midwest.
Did you just list out your whole family?
I know, yeah. What family is it?
That's so cute.
That's my virtual experience family.
What family is it?
It's my Sour Patch Kids family. We won...
Wow. We said we won. Games.
We won. We won virtual experience.
I love that.
Sour Patch
we won.
We did win.
I love that. We said, give a shout out to someone. He just listed his whole family because that's just how impactful they are.
Yep.
So cute.
Each individual person. Shout out to all those people.
Did you shout your mom out?
I did.
No,
she was in
he
that
didn't.
list.
He said Jenny from Northwest.
I heard not from, I think, yeah. Okay, no.
I said not from Jenny.
Okay. I think that is all the questions we have for you, actually. But we still have a little bit of time. So do you want to shout out anything, throw anything back at us, anything like that? Start assuming the role of host right now.
Oh, my goodness.
The tables have turned.
As you can see, I just love going with it, you know?
And as you can see, I'm not good at improv. I guess, what were your guys' like first thoughts about like the podcast and like how it's grown over the year? We'll start with Asia.
Dang it. I've always been in love with the idea of having a podcast. I think the podcast was like one of the three things that Danny and I wanted to do while we were in our terms as core. So I'm happy that we got to do it and it got to play out the way that we wanted to. Was it hard? Yes. But it was a lot of fun to do, and it was a lot of fun to talk to all the people that we did get to reach out to and connect with and be able to also get like the behind the scenes of different aspects and the different pillars that are important to South, whether that's like CPP or our events. I do wish that we like got to talk more with like our schools and stuff, but obviously like things just got in the way of that. But like I said, I'm still really happy with all the products that we did put out for the podcast. So I'm excited to see what it will look like in the future, especially with you, Alex, and Future Core, because the podcast is a lot of fun to do. Like, it's really fun to be on the host side of things and, like, not have to be the ones answering the questions. And like I said, it gives a really great perspective for our constituents, because most of the time, like, 99% of them don't, like, know what the background looks like as far as, like, day-to-day self things. Or like UNASA things go. So it's a really interesting take and a really interesting perspective to see and to present to other people. So yeah, I love the podcast so much. It's such a fun project to do. Not saying that our other projects weren't fun, because they were, but this is the most like the most creative one for us, I think. So yeah, Danny.
Retweet Asia. Honestly, like she hit the nail on the head with everything she said. It's and another thing I'm really happy about is that it was such a good experience, and we feel like we did well with it, that it's continuing, that like Alex is going to take over, we're going to keep putting out podcasts, and we're going to keeping y'all informed and stuff like that too. I think like you just said, that peek behind the curtains to the everyday life of someone that is on staff is very important to show to our constituents, and you know, entice them to be a part of the experience too in the future. So
yeah, I also love that there's going to be a new added aspect of like making it more accessible to people. Because Alex has a better understanding of that, and Danny and I don't. So it'll be very cool to see like all that come to life. Like Danny and I listen to Alex's ideas all the time, and we're just like, wow, why didn't we think of that?
the day it drops on Spotify, it's already going to get immediately 100 listens, because yeah, I'm going to just repeat.
So it's been a lot of fun. Low-key kind of sad that like we don't get to do it anymore, but excited to see what it looks like for the future, because I know that nobody really wants to listen to us talk anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone wants it. Well, I mean, they're still stuck with us for two more years, so. But honestly, I think that's a good segue. I think that it's about time that Asia and I say our goodbyes, because this is going to be, theoretically, the last podcast that we are a part of, unless Alex wants to invite us back to talk sometime, you know? Like, anyways, don't need us. I've been really happy to share this core role with Asia. I've been really happy to take over this podcast with her and be able to put all of our ideas into fruition. I wanted to give a huge, huge shout out to all the guests that we've had throughout all the episodes. They were always such a delight and such a treat, and they were really great about dealing with us, improving questions last minute and throwing things at them, and they took it with great strides. So I am going to miss being a part of these podcasts, but I am just as equally excited to be listening to them from the outside, because it's like when we film these, right? Like, I know everything that's going on, I know what's about to happen and stuff like that, but now I can like listen to it and just find out along the way, which is really exciting for me. It won't be the last y'all see of us, of course. Again, stuck with us for two more years. But I think this might be the end of us on this podcast, and it's like a really, really great bittersweet moment. I think it's been a really great success. It's been a really great success for us. And I'm just so happy and thankful for the whole time. Bye, Mina. Asia?
Yeah, Danny couldn't have said it better. Like Danny said, this won't be the last of me and Danny, just because we'll be here for a little bit longer. So if y'all do see us outside the podcast, say hi to us. We're probably going to be very nervous. But
Internally, you know.
internally, yeah. But we'll say hi, and we'll even take photos and stuff, I guess. Maybe we'll see. Depends on how we feel that day, I guess. Well, I'm equally excited for Alex to be taking over the podcast for all his future episodes, because they're going to be really, really fun. And I'm most excited to not hear my own voice on the podcast anymore. So yeah,
I'll
here
flex.
you go, Alex.
Alex Gobert officially taking the reins, officially taking over the world. This is now
Whoa,
in your hands. Do you want to close us out, Alex?
whoa. So first I want to say that Asia, I'm gonna make a soundboard with your voice. I'm just gonna start playing you during the podcast so you still have to listen to yourself.
Perfect.
I will start crying, like sobbing. Not
That's a
okay.
great addition to the soundboard.
Just like random snippet quotes from like
Yeah, every time someone says something funny, I'm gonna click like I'm sobbing.
Whenever it is awkward tension, just do Asia's.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to you, Asia and Danny. Thank you for taking time out of your day to like sit here and chat with me and I guess give me the reins to take over the world. But yeah, I think that's all we have for today. So if there's anything else that you guys wanted to say before we close out.
That's it. It's you. You're closing us out. All you.
Bye,
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in. Tune in next time, whatever next time may be, and I will see you all later.